listening to The Cross. KNNA 95.7 FM, Lincoln, Nebraska.
CGS Music is a locally owned music store here in Lincoln, Nebraska. CGS Music provides musical instrument sales, rentals, and repairs of both string and band instruments. Visit cgsmusic.net. Again, that's cgsmusic.net, or call 402-328-0677. That's 402-328-0677.
This is Pastor Clint Poppy, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. We'd like to invite you to join us to worship with us at Good Shepherd. We gather each Sunday at 8 and 10:30 with Sunday school for all ages in between. We also worship each Wednesday evening at 6:30 p.m. Please join us, won't you? We're located just north of 40th and Old Cheney. Thank you, and may God richly bless you today and always in Jesus.
Would you like to be able to speak about life issues like abortion or assisted suicide with courage and compassion? Hi, I'm Pastor Michael Salamek, Executive Director of Lutherans for Life. We're an organization that exists to equip Lutherans to be gospel-motivated voices for life. We have resources available at www.lutheransforlife.org, or you can call us at 888-364-LIFE. That's 888-364-5433.
Hey, old lovable Jack.
What?
We lost power to the radio again.
Again?
Yeah.
What are we going to do unless people can donate to us and help us, you know, keep on the air and make the repairs?
I know. With donations, we can buy backup systems and equipment so that when something goes down, as it happens, we can quickly replace it and get back on the air for our fans.
Boy, it would sure be neat if everybody that we know could donate to us. Just help us out a little bit.
Yeah, so they can just go to www.thecross957.org.
Really?
Yes, that's www.thecross957.org.
And it's real easy from there, isn't it?
Just click on that donate button and follow the instructions. Or maybe they could snail mail it, Jack.
They could. They could send a check to us right here at KNNALP, 3825 Wildbriar Lane, Lincoln, Nebraska, 68516. See, Nancy, I do remember where we work.
The LP in KNNALP stands for low power. It means we only have a certain amount of wattage to broadcast our station. So, when you hear us start to fade, go to our free KNNA app for your mobile device, or go to the web at www.thecross957.org and listen to us wherever you go.
Lincoln, Nebraska is a beautiful place to raise a family. It's a wonderful town, great football, and I'll admit that even though I am Pastor Eric Brown, proud graduate of the University of Oklahoma, and with me is also a fellow OU alum,
Thomas Lemke, Boomer Sooner.
And we are the host of the Gospel Boldly podcast, where we look at the Word of God that shows God's great love even to people who root for the wrong football team from down south. Please listen in here on 95.7 The Cross.
Well, Welcome, Lincoln, Nebraska, to another episode of The Y-Files. I hope you're having a great time, great Labor Day weekend. And I wish I could say I hope you had a great time with the Husker football game, but it never happened.
I've never seen the like. I don't think I've ever seen a game get rained out.
I thought they played through the rain. Is it because of all the lightning?
Probably. Yeah, that's exactly why.
Probably.
They have to shut things down if there's a lightning strike within 8 miles of the
stadium.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, it's unfortunate that the game did not happen. However, I'm not one of those people that really care. So I guess I'm not a true Nebraskan, and which is actually true because I'm not from here.
Yeah.
I grew up in a military family. I guess you could call me a Californian, which I regretfully admit that.
You darn Californian.
Yeah, I know. So I'm Captain Kirk along here with David. Say hello, David.
Hello, David.
We, like I said at the beginning of the program, we do the Y-Files here on 95.7 FM here in Lincoln, Nebraska. It's a part of the show, part of the station, I mean, that we ask pastors to come on this program. We have we have several guest pastors that come on, and we ask them questions that pertain to the Bible and other related things.
Pertain to anything, pretty much.
Pertaining to just about anything, and sometimes we get onto the X-Files side of things, as Pastor Brown knows. I don't think I've ever heard the end of it since we asked him that first question of
about aliens.
Are there extraterrestrials? That was. They're all good episodes, but that was a good one too.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you missed any of the episodes that we've done in the past, you can always go to thecross957.org. That's thecross957.org, and you can listen to or go to the Y-Files page, and you can listen to all the shows that we have done in the past.
Yeah.
And also go to our Facebook page, the Y Files. That's the letter Y. Like our page, share our page, comment. And I've been trying to post more and more things on there, not just the upcoming topics for the week. I actually found some decent videos on creation.
Oh, neat.
That I've been posting. It's not necessarily that those are the answers, but it's a different perspective on
right.
what you know, like the flood could be or what creation was like according to the Bible, not some person's opinion. I don't know. I can't say it's 100% perfect, but it's pretty good.
Cool.
Pretty good. So joining us this afternoon on the Y-Files is Pastor Eric Brown. He is a pastor at Trinity Lutheran Church in Hersher, Illinois. And he's also the host of the Gospel Boldly podcast that we do provide here on KNNA. And you can listen to his program Monday at 8 a.m., Tuesday at 2 p.m., and Wednesday at 8 p.m. I also noticed that it plays really late at night a couple of times also. Like 1 o'clock in the morning. For those of you who have insomnia.
I get the Art Bell coast-to-coast slot. Is that why you ask me questions about the aliens?
Coast Maybe.
To coast. Oh my gosh, that show.
I forgot about that show. So so welcome, Pastor Brown, to the Y-Files. Good to have you back on.
Glad to be here. And I would point out, the only thing that can stop frost is rain. That's the way that apparently works in Lincoln. And I would remind, although you are not a native Nebraskan, I did attend high school in Nebraska.
Yes.
And we beat Scott Frost's team in basketball. Not in football, but in basketball we beat them. So.
Oh, it's an exciting time for Husker football, but I hope people people are already doing it, but I hope people don't set the standard so high that they're disappointed because of 1 mile mistake. Anyways, that's a whole new different topic, different show. That's for off on a tangent on Saturday evenings from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. There's a
off on a tangent plug.
Yeah, there's a plug for you. So
almost every Saturday.
Almost. Yeah. All right, so we only have a few minutes before the first break, so let's get right down to it. David, go ahead.
Okay, first question, can Christians be depressed or have other mental illnesses? Is it a sin?
Okay, those are two slightly different questions, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer to the first one, I'll do super simple. Yeah, you can be depressed and have tons of mental illness. Otherwise, we're all in trouble.
Yeah.
Because most of us, if you dig deep enough, have something going wrong with the mind. And second of all, is it a sin? I'm going to say, why do you ask? Because I can answer that theologically and say everything that I have in my body, in my flesh, is sin. There's no good thing that lives in me. If you're trying to say, is this a thing that means I have to be kicked out of the church or something, if you're using sin in such a overarching, this is evil. Well, it's evil just like any disease. I mean, is cancer a sin? It's the impact of life in a sinful, fallen world. It's not necessarily immoral to have depression, although you might end up doing immoral things because you're depressed. Mm-hmm. Just as it's not immoral to have the flu, but when I have the flu, I also tend to be kind of cranky, and I might fall into sin more that way too. So it's not as though you'd say, oh, well, this is sin. That means God doesn't like you and you're out of here. No, it's one of the ways that the broken, fallen nature of the world manifests itself and attacks us. So does that nuance make sense?
That does make sense. I think the reason the question exists, the reason it's pertinent, is because mental illness affects behavior and sort of attitude, and mm-hmm. there are certain attitudes that we are encouraged to have that aren't necessarily in line with what mental illness typically does. Mm-hmm. So that's why I guess that's why the question has pertinence to me, and why it's a little bit different than asking.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I have a broken leg, is that a sin?
Yeah, right. And if I might add to that too, I think it also goes along the lines of worry. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. God tells us not to worry, and it's a sin to worry. Mm-hmm. And so as an example, if I may, I'm sorry to take away
from, no, go
but,
ahead.
But it's all related. It's all related.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When I was teaching, I had a student with severe anxiety,
mm-hmm.
diagnosed severe anxiety. And, you know, for people who have anxiety or severe anxiety, they understand when I say that it doesn't take anything to make you just start kind of freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could just be a mild thought about something, or you could just have a panic attack that for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I had a student who had a panic attack over something, the teacher aide, I don't know what words were said, but she had said that, well, it's a sin to worry, basically calling her out that she was sinning right then and there. And the parent of that student almost pulled her child out of the school as a result. Right. And I had to...
Mm-hmm.
I had to take care of that situation, and the child did stay, but not for the following year. But that's I think of situations like that too, where you can't help it. So then we're told that we're sinning, and that just makes things worse.
Well, we can't help sinning though, so it doesn't necessarily.
It doesn't necessarily
track, you know.
Okay, I'll stop talking.
Well, this is one where you're right. This is one of the things that we should remember, especially as Lutherans, that we acknowledge that we are completely sinful beings, that all my righteous deeds are filthy rags when viewed on its own. So on the one hand, well, yeah, I guess it is sin, but the question is, why are you saying it? If I see someone who has anxiety and they're fearful and worried and say, well, you're sinning, that's not me caring for that person. That's me trying to beat them over the head with a stick and basically get them to stop bothering me. Mm-hmm. And so that's neither helpful nor really accurate or pertinent to the situation or how it's being used. I like to think about it this way. We talk about being attacked by the world, the devil, and our old sinful flesh. And what I would say is, when we have mental illness, that is one avenue in which Satan and our sinful flesh attack us. Mm. So more than saying, well, it's a sin to have mental illness, I would say that's going to be one way that Satan will attack you and mess with you. So rather than trying to make it a moral category, it is something that is done to you. It's something that happens to you. That would be my initial take. And it's something that is actually quite common amongst Christians. We should expect ourselves to be attacked by the troubles of sin in this world. And we should expect to be attacked by Satan, who's going to try to discomfort us. That most people today, backwards psychoanalyzing, I don't know if that's a great thing to do, argue that Luther probably had stuff like that. And I know plenty of people. It's in my own family. And it's a trial that comes up in life. So I think it's more helpful to look at it that way rather than to throw that into the blanket category of morality. Now, there might be
hold on. We got to take a quick break. So hold that thought. Hold that thought. Sorry to cut you off. This is the Y-Files. We'll be right back.
The LP in KNNA LP stands for low power. It means we only have a certain amount of wattage to broadcast our station. So when you hear us start to fade, go to our free KNNA app for your mobile device or go to the web at www.thecross957.org and listen to us wherever you go.
Every Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m., yours truly, old lovable Jack Kirk.
And me, Nancy, who Jack calls Princess Nancy, will take you on a quick musical walk back in time with the music of the big band era.
And we also bring you some of the history of those times.
Along with the information on local Lincoln area dance bands for your listening and dancing pleasure.
Why not join Nancy and me every Friday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. on When Music Was Music, right here on The Cross. KNNALP FM 93. 5.7.
If you have questions you have been wanting to ask a pastor, but haven't for whatever reason, then here is your chance. You can send your questions to The Y-Files, where we will then ask your question on The Y-Files program on your behalf. Just go to The Y-Files Facebook page and submit a question. It's that easy. Tune in to The Y-Files every Sunday at 2 p.m. for new episodes. You don't want to pass this up.
No, you don't want to pass this up.
No, indeed.
No, you don't. And that was The Y-Files spot. For this program that's actually on right now, live from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. And that's right, you can send us a question to our Facebook page that we will then present to our guest pastors that come on to this program. I know that there's at least three that I promised to put on in September and possibly October. I hope I can do that. I hope I can do that because I got those questions a little bit after contacting the pastors, so I might be able to squeeze it in, and we'll see how that goes today, because I'm going to squeeze in a question that wasn't planned for today. It's my question.
Do we want to do that question directly after this one?
I think kind of go together. I think that would be good. That would be good. So we have been discussing with Pastor Eric Brown from Trinity Lutheran Church in Hersher, Illinois, who is also the host of the Gospel Boldly podcast here on KNNA. And we've been talking about depression and anxiety in relation to sin. So, Pastor, we ended up having to interrupt you before the break. So let's move on from where we were.
And that's why Scott Frost is evil, because he distracted us. when dealing with the topic of whether or not something is a sin, I think one of the most important things to consider is the question of why is this being asked? And I'm going to give an example. If some person comes to me and says, Pastor Brown, is abortion a sin? Well, the answer might be the same thing, but why are you asking? Are you asking because 5 years ago you had an abortion and you're feeling guilt over this, or is it because you just found out you're pregnant and that might be an escape route you want to go? It's two different things. Mm-hmm. So asking whether or not something is a sin, that isn't necessarily the most useful category or most useful question. I want to know, why are you asking? Is it because you're worried that this affects your standing with Christ? Well, no, it doesn't, because frankly, you might be depressed and you might be worried, but guess what? Jesus Christ is still your Lord. In fact, the text that I'm prepping for next Sunday on the one-year series is Matthew 6. Consider the lilies of the field. Therefore, don't worry. The way we introduce that text is you cannot serve two masters. Mm-hmm. You cannot serve God and money. But then there's a beautiful, beautiful line that we often forget. Jesus begins that whole discussion by saying, therefore, I tell you. do not worry about da 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 da. And what we don't notice about this is we often think of that as, okay, I should choose not to worry. I should choose to, no. Jesus says you can't have two masters. Therefore, I tell you. If Jesus says you can't have two masters, and then he starts talking to you and tells you how it is, what does that mean? It means Jesus says, I am your master. And I think what is more helpful with things of mental illness or any temptation is to think of them as things that are attempting to make us forget the reality that Jesus Christ is our master, that they're attempting to make us forget the reality of the fact that we are baptized children of God, that he has claimed us, that we belong to him, and that sin, death, and the devil and all the temptations of the world can take a long walk off of a short pier. Mm-hmm. So I think in terms of that, that's almost the way that I would more apt go with someone who is worried about it, who is I've been asked, well, I'm struggling with depression. Does that mean I can't be a pastor? Things like that. Well, no, these are the normal struggles that we face. This is one of the other things that I'm going to go on a hobby horse with mental illness.
Okay.
I get very upset because we tend to treat mental illness and troubles like that as though they're bizarre, random, and horrific, when really they're quite common, typical, and they shouldn't be any more dumbfounding than a broken leg, or I have cancer, or I have Lyme disease, or any of the other things that can happen and afflict our body. And so is it sin? Well, yeah, it's part of that whole sinful mess that we have in life, but it's also something that's actually normal. This is where the scriptures say, no temptation has come upon you that's not common to man. And one of the things that comes up, Satan likes to isolate us. He likes to drive us out into a corner, tell us that what we're going through is utterly different than anything, and to terrify us with that. And that dovetails in really nicely with mental problems. Mm-hmm. None of it's a surprise to Christ. It's all stuff that he's taken care of. And so that would be the angle and approach that I would generally want to take, that the bigger question is Jesus still your Savior? And the answer is yes. So that would be the thing to focus on. So, yeah. Take your medication if you need medication. Don't say, oh, well, Jesus is going to heal me. If I have just enough faith, I won't need to take pills. Well, yeah, if I have just enough faith, okay, no, I won't do me because I don't have diabetes yet. Both my parents do. If they have just enough faith, does that mean they won't need insulin? No, that would be stupid. But then suddenly we want to become faith healers when it becomes mental issues. So I don't get that.
I was just going to ask a question talking about that. I've had friends say to me, you know, I just don't understand. I know who God is. I know what he has done. Why doesn't that make me better? You know, there's this expectation that having faith will heal the broken leg, essentially. Mm-hmm. That having faith will actually affect the mental illness, which it can affect your attitude, but that is something. It is like we get this idea of faith healing when it comes to mental mm-hmm. illness, which I don't think is accurate.
I don't think I'm going to be talking out of school. My mom has mental illness problems.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the things where she's a nurse. So she's been in the medical industry and such like that. And even she gets a little weirded out sometimes by the stigma of the mental medication things. It feels different than, oh, I'm taking a drug for this. I mean, mm-hmm. we live in America where we take medicines for everything, but then we freak out of the idea of, oh, I need medicine for my brain. It's not like your brain's not important. But I mean, there's a lot of just chemical problems here. I wouldn't expect to say, well, I've been to church more often, so therefore I can toss out my insulin, or I've been to church more often, so I can I don't need my inhaler anymore. That would be foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to learn to accept that there are chemical things that go on to the brain, and we should try to treat those as best we can with our that antidepressants can be used as a very good and fine and wonderful first article gift from God, and treat them as such without the stigma we want to add to it. Yeah. And part of this comes up with the idea, it's what Luther would call a theology of glory, the idea that if we're just good enough Christians, then everything will come up sunshine and daisies, because we see that in the example of the apostles, where they're all martyred except for one who's left to die on an island. No, the devil prowls like a roaring lion. Mm-hmm. If you are... Jesus doesn't say, take up your retirement club med and follow me. Take up your cross. What's the name of your radio station? Is it the Canada Club Med? No, it's the cross. And we should remember that we're going to be hounded in this life. Now, the way in which each of us as individuals are hounded and attacked by Satan are going to be different. Some will have mental problems. Some will have physical problems. See, I made the distinction there between mental and physical, and I probably shouldn't. some will have – this is an ingrained distinction that maybe is not the healthiest. Mm-hmm. Some of us will have temptations with fourth commandment issues. Some of us will have temptations with fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth. Pick your commandment. Mm-hmm. Some of us will have second. We all have our various weaknesses and temptations where Satan attacks us. So we should be on guard for the way that Satan can attack us, and then we should fight against those struggles – live out those struggles as best we can, but then at the end of the day, always return to Christ and look for his mercy and forgiveness, and whether the day was good or bad, say, I am still one who is in need of Christ's mercy, and live there.
So joining us this afternoon is Pastor Eric Brown from Trinity Lutheran Church in Hersher, Illinois, who's also the host of the Gospel Boldly podcast. Now, we've been discussing depression and anxiety, and I think in a lengthy way you have answered this, but I'm going to ask you to put this as, with some pithiness here. Back to the example of that student of mine who had severe anxiety, who would get panic attacks for no reason. I know several people who get panic attacks for no apparent reason. Should they be concerned that they are sinning as a result?
I would say they should be more concerned to make sure that they don't forget that Christ loves them in spite of these panic attacks. That would be the bigger thing there. When you are being attacked by Satan, that's when you need to see some Jesus. Mm-hmm. So that's not when you need to worry about whether or not the lion has cavities or not.
That's very helpful. I have a certain way of thinking about this, and correct me if I'm wrong-headed in my way of thinking about this, but when it comes to sin and kind of distinguishing one sin from the next, it seems to me that a helpful distinction to make is, you know, everything is sin in some degree. There is sin that you can do something about, and then there's sin that you can't do anything about. Is that a helpful distinction, or is that wrong-headed in some way? Because it seems to me like mental illness might be sinful, or at least the result of sin, but it's not necessarily anything you can do about, so you shouldn't worry about that.
I like to think of sin this way. It's often like a whack-a-mole game, where you pound something and then it pops back up. And if I go to the carnival and Chuck E. Cheese, I don't control what mole pops up when. Mm-hmm. But my job is whenever it pops up to try and struggle against it as much as I can. So that would be the angle I'd be more apt to take. Mm-hmm. And there are some things that are just going to keep popping up and have that whole morass of sin in it. So struggle against temptation when you find it. And that might mean paying attention to your medications and doing what you're supposed to do to tend to your physical health as you need it.
Right,
so,
on.
I'm seeing the giant Pac-Man hand that tells me that we're getting close to a break. So is there anything else, Captain Kirk?
I think we're good, David.
I think we covered it.
All right, you're listening to the Y-Files with our guest, Pastor Brown. We got to take a quick break. Don't go away. But while you're waiting, go to our Facebook page, the Y-Files. Like our page, share our page, comment on our page, all that jazz. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
now the ultimate power in the universe.
Let's go. This is your radio, your station.
KNNA 95.7, Lincoln, Nebraska.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Howdy, y'all. This is Ashley.
And this is Callie. We're the host of Notes from the Stage, and we're here every Thursday night from 5 to 6 p.m. on KNNA LP 95.7 FM.
We love show tunes from musicals so much that we've decided to share just a few of them with you, like Lion King, Chicago.
Ooh, ooh.
What?
Well, don't forget about Wicked, too.
Oh, man, yeah.
And we're pretty sure it's going to be the bee's knees. So come join us right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM every Thursday night from 5 to 6 p.m.
KNNA The Cross on your car radio is amazing. What makes it more amazing is the ability to listen to 95.7 FM on the web at www.thecross957.org. Plus, you can check out our archive shows and listen to previous programs on demand. It's easy, it's educational, it's KNNA The Cross, thecross957.org. That's thecross957.org.
Since 1776, American involvement in military actions and wars have been almost more numerous than any care to count. There have been hundreds of times our service people have been dispatched, and they went, and they served valiantly and always honorably. However, it proves practically again and again that freedom is never free. Freedom requires constant vigilance, devotion, determination, courage, sacrifice, even to the placing of one's life on the line to support and defend the Constitution of the United States and to ensure that our people and our way of life is preserved to ourselves and our children's children. Sometimes one's life is the price. Men and women serving in the United States Marine Corps, the United States Navy, the United States Army, the United States Air Force, the United States Coast Guard have answered that call. Their selflessness, their devotion to duty, the pledging of their lives for America and her Constitution have served to preserve this nation throughout her history. They remain on watch so that you and I, everyday Americans, can build our homes and families in peace and attend school, go to our jobs, enjoy the blessings of liberty in our lives, and sleep in safety every night in our beds without fear. To you all who are now serving or who have served in the past, from all of us at KNNALP FM 95.7, we send you our deepest and sincerest thank you. You will never be forgotten.
And now for something completely different.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this. And totally redeem yourself!
The radio show Off on a Tangent is completely different. It's also unpredictable, inexplicable, hilarious, manic, distracted, simple, yet filled with rich layers like a yogurt before you stir the fruit together.
I think I got it, but just in case, tell me the whole thing again. I wasn't listening.
Listen to Off on a Tangent broadcast live almost every Saturday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on KNNA.
Gettysburg, Shiloh, Antietam, Pea Ridge, Vicksburg, Chickamauga, Cold Harbor, The Wilderness, Fredericksburg, Appomattox Courthouse. These names stir up thoughts and images of the bloodiest conflict in American history. Brother versus brother. North versus South, Grant versus Lee, Lincoln versus Davis, the American Civil War. It has been said that those who fail to learn from their history are doomed to repeat it. We invite you to listen and learn as KNNALP 95.7 The Cross brings to you the Civil War podcast. Tune in every Monday and Wednesday at 2 p.m. for a new episode. That's the Civil War podcast, Monday and Wednesday at 2 p.m., right here on KNNA 95.7 The Cross. Chancellorsville, Missionary Ridge, Island Number 10, Fort Pillow, Petersburg, Malvern Tavern.
Welcome back to The Y-Files. I'm Captain Kirk, along here with David. We host The Y-Files, and we ask our pastors sometimes very good questions, sometimes wacky questions, but they're all good questions.
Just whatever occurs to us.
What is it that Pastor Poppy says, that the only bad question is the one that you don't ask?
Does he say that?
Or the only stupid question is the one that you don't ask, or something like that, yeah. So if you have a question that you need to ask a pastor, whether you are an atheist or agnostic or a different religion altogether or a Christian, this program is for you. Mm-hmm. This program is for you to help you understand the Word of God, Jesus, our Savior, who came to this world, died for our sins, and rose to conquer the grave, sin, death, and the devil. So we do have Pastor Eric Brown on the program. However, we're having technical difficulties.
He's not on the program right now.
but he's waiting. He's waiting, and I'm sure he's listening right now, waiting for me to call him back on Skype, because for some reason, this computer that we use for Skype, it doesn't like working for more than an hour. Mm. And I had this computer on about a half hour before the show started, at least. So, now it's asking me to restart the computer. This is great. This is great. So, Pastor Brown, if you're listening, he just texted me, "I guess I shouldn't have joked about the coach."
That's right. The computer's a Nebraska fan.
Yeah.
So everyone's a Nebraska fan in Nebraska, including the AI.
Including the AI, which we might actually get to that question today. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. So bear with us. The computer is restarting at this point. We'll try to get Pastor Brown back on. If it goes for too long, David, I am going to try the phone.
Okay.
I've never done that before.
So we'll see how that goes.
So we'll see how that goes. I think it literally is just, you know, dial and a push of a couple of buttons and that kind of thing. So the Y-Files, David, what kind of stuff have we talked about? This is like our 22nd episode.
We started
this in March. What kind of topics have we talked about these last 30 weeks or so?
Well, the first one was we covered the validity of the Bible, and was the divinity of Christ the same? The same week, or
same
was that
week?
The following week?
I believe so. I believe if we had a lengthy discussion on Scripture being, legitimate Word of God,
mm-hmm.
and I think that did lead to, did Jesus exist?
Right, and was Jesus God?
And that actually led to, well, what's the actual question you're asking here is Jesus God?
Right.
And we did talk about that, and that's the very first episode that we did. Sorry, I'm getting distracted here. I'm trying to get a hold of Pastor Brown.
The computer is not restarted yet.
It's going really slow. Going really slow, just like a Huxler football game on a Saturday night when it rains.
Curse you, HP.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of that. So we have talked about that. We've talked about well, since Eric Brown is on the show, Pastor Eric Brown, we have discussed aliens.
Mm-hmm.
And that was an interesting topic, because you don't really get to hear the church talk about that.
No.
In fact, I don't think I've ever heard the Lutheran church talk about that.
There is a stance on it, though.
There is.
There is. It's obscure, but yeah, we found out that if there is indeed life on other planets, Jesus died for them also. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah,
pretty cool.
And one of the things that I remember, because Pastor Eric Brown used to be my pastor, mm-hmm. when I lived down in Oklahoma, and I asked him that question.
Yeah.
And one of the things that he pointed out to me was in Scripture, it's, you know, we always read, "For God so loved the world."
Mm-hmm.
But he pointed out to me that the translation is actually cosmos.
Mm.
For God so loved the cosmos. In other words, all of creation. Mm-hmm. So does that mean that there's extraterrestrials? No. Does it not
mean that? It leaves room,
though. No, it does leave room for that. And you're right, that means that,
and that
Jesus
room left,
died for them, too.
Yep, that room left could be very significant, so... We're doing our coast-to-coast homage here.
Yeah, we are. We're stalling for time trying to get this computer to work again so we can get Pastor Brown back on the program.
Have we talked about Bigfoot yet?
We have not talked about Bigfoot yet. I can't imagine that one will last very long, but who knows? There have been questions that we had that I thought were going to be very brief that lasted for an entire half hour. So I think that happened last week with Pastor Poppy.
Yeah.
We talked about... It wasn't unionism and... No, maybe it was unionism and syncretism.
Yep, syncretism.
I was planning on that being maybe 10 minutes long, but it lasted for an entire half hour.
Yeah. Oh, I think we could have had the whole episode on unionism.
Oh, yeah.
And
well, I mean...
We didn't really cover it all.
The conference down in Kearney, Missouri was based off of that.
Mm-hmm.
A conference.
Yeah.
Those last hours. So yeah, we easily could have gone over an hour with that program. So, actually, you guys out there in Radioland, you can... Actually, go to our Facebook page, the Y Files, and you can watch nearly the entire episode with Pastor Poppy from Good Shepherd Lutheran Church on those topics. And I say most of the episode because I forgot to click record.
Oh,
until about what was it, like 7 minutes in or something? So
yeah.
So, but you get all the good information on there. So yeah, the Y Files page. On Facebook, like our page, share our page, comment on our page.
Submit a question.
Submit a question. That's right. I always forget to say that when I'm saying the other parts. submit a question if we haven't asked it yet. And if you're not sure if we've asked it yet, you can go to thecross957.org, thecross957.org, and go to our Y-Files page, then to the archive, and you'll see every episode that we've done.
Titled for topic.
And too. They are titled for topic. Now, the title doesn't necessarily cover everything we've discussed, mm-hmm. but the general gist of the entire episode, or what I believe to be the most important part of that mm-hmm. episode. Mm-hmm. So, David.
Yeah.
Skype just disappeared on the computer.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not there.
Wait, isn't that there, right there?
No. I don't know what that is. So, I... that's just a shortcut. What happened? Oh, there's Skype. Okay, it just moved. It just moved.
It's spontaneously
on the screen.
It's jumping around in the computer.
I am clicking on it right now, and I'm hoping that it opens. We need a new computer. this is a piece of junk.
No kidding.
We use two computers. We have the main computer is our radio. And then we have another little computer here for other uses, for like recording things here in the studio so they're not live. And also for use of Skype, mm-hmm. which is also connected. And it's this little computer that it's not liking me right now. I think it's mad that Pastor Brown made fun of Coach Frost, and it's mad that I'm not a true Nebraskan.
It's probably mad at me, too. I actually didn't know there was a game. Until yesterday afternoon.
See, it read your mind.
Yeah.
It read your
mind. Now
it's
definitely not going to work. It's like, oh, you guys are all in trouble.
this is going really slow. I think we'll wait till this coming break, and I think I might just call him. We'll try to use the phone because it is not wanting to work. I'm really sorry about all this.
Oh, wait. Maybe. It's thinking about it.
It's thinking. And if it asks me to sign in, I might be in trouble because I don't remember the password.
Should have a notebook for all those.
Oh, yeah. A notebook for all your passwords are in? That's not a good idea.
I think it's a wonderful idea.
But think about it. All someone has to do is find that binder and they have access to everything.
Yeah, I guess.
Hey, it came up without having for me to sign in. So okay,
good
so I'm,
deal.
I'm gonna call him right now. Hopefully this works.
Drum roll.
Hopefully
drum
he
roll,
didn't
please.
Leave. Hopefully he didn't leave. Hopefully he's still there. See, everybody knows now we're calling.
I'm video. Hang on.
Oh, there you are.
Haha, he's back. Excellent.
I was sitting, you went to break, and then suddenly it stopped, and after like 2 or 3 minutes, I turned on the live broadcast, like, oh, they're talking about technical difficulties. They didn't decide to, like, just dump me down the tube.
that's because you're approach.
Get the unforgivable sin.
We.
All right. So because we just lost about 15 minutes or so, I'm gonna skip this next break. So let's just keep going with this discussion. So we're unfortunately not gonna get time for the other ones. But why don't, David, you ask, why don't we go to the next question after this topic? Which, by the way, everybody, we were talking about depression and anxiety and its relation to sin. So if you missed that portion, like I said a minute ago, go to thecross957.org about 20 minutes after this episode so I can get it on the website and you can listen to it then. So, Pastor Brown, welcome back to the show.
Glad to be back.
After technical difficulties.
Was that anxiety-inducing for you?
A little bit, yeah. But
all right, remember, Nebraska, where the N stands for knowledge and great IT skills. All right.
Knowledge spelled with an N. Nice.
So, but I knew it was all going to work out because I got a phone. We could have used the phone if I really needed to. But the quality of Skype is so much better. So anyways, let's get to this this next question. So David, if you don't mind, I'm gonna take this over here.
Yeah, go for it.
So Pastor Brown, you have lately been doing a lot of Facebook Live videos, roughly about, oh, I don't know, a minute and a half, 2 minutes long, and you're usually answering your co-host questions, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, and one of the questions that he asked was, why are we still here? And you had your video on it, which, by the way, you can go to the Y-Files page and listen to that. I shared that post on the Y-Files page. But you can also go to the Gospel Boldly page and see that, too. And one of the things, and I'll let you recap what you said on the video in just a second, but one of the things that you said was God wants us all to be baptized, which is why we're still here. So then the question, for me, it begged the question, well, does that mean the end of the world is never coming?
Okay, the initial question I had been asked was, why hasn't Jesus come back? Why didn't Jesus come back 1,000 years ago? The proper answer is, I don't know, and no man can know. However, I can say concretely that part of the reason why Jesus did not return before 1990 was because he wanted this fellow named Captain Jim Kirk to be born and to have him be baptized and brought into the kingdom, and or Brielle or Victor or what have you. And so I can look at those who have been baptized and say concretely, ah, yes, this is God tarried so that this one whom he claimed would be claimed. Now, you could say, well, can't that just go on into infinity and beyond? Well, I suppose it could. But the reason why I was talking about baptism there is our baptism is a concrete thing. It is a real thing. It has happened. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow isn't concrete and real. Now, when we get to tomorrow, it'll be concrete and real, but it won't be tomorrow anymore. It'll be the present. Oh. Ooh. So
we're getting into the time travel question.
Okay. I couldn't tell that was Who. Doctor Who or Bonanza.
Nice. It was both.
It's an odd amalgamation of the two.
I can't carry a tune in a bucket. But so there is going to be an end of time. It's just I don't know when that will be. I can only say why it hasn't ended yet. And I can say that concretely in terms of whom Jesus has brought into his kingdom through baptism. As for the outside of, I don't know. I could have been the technical difficulties brought about the end of the world, and we would have noticed that a little bit more. That would be a great technical difficulty to have on a radio show. Oh, we're getting static with Skype. I'm not sure. Oh, it's Jesus. That's what it is. Yay! Okay. Well, now I don't have to answer that question anymore. So it's one where the future becomes far too speculative. It's all about, well, it could be. I don't know what could happen. It might rain out for the game next week for Nebraska. I don't know. But when we point to our baptism, that's something that we have that is concrete, that is solid, that is historical fact. Christ Jesus has claimed you. You are forgiven. You've been united with him in a death like his and a resurrection like his. And so when we tend to go to the speculative,
I think it's better to return to something concrete like Christ. Is this a sin? It's a lot of big, messy stuff, but here's where things are concrete for you. Are there aliens? Well, but here's the concrete thing for you. Now, having said that, I do love speculative stuff, so I don't mind if you ask me any more speculative stuff. But we have right. to keep our speculation in check.
Right.
We have the secure things of the Word of God, and then we have things that are, beats the tar to me.
That's why here on the Y-Files, we base our discussions from Scripture first. We don't start with speculation and then go to the Bible and try to find answers. That's not what we do here on the Y-Files. You're exactly right.
All right.
I have a speculative question.
Ooh.
Yeah. So basically the answer is we're still here because there are more people to be saved, to be baptized. More or less that's the answer to the question, yeah.
That's the best that I can come up. Now when that cutoff is, beats the tar to me. I have no idea when the ark is full.
I guess that's kind of what my next question is. Does that mean that we are headed towards the world ending at a point where there will be no one else who will be saved? Is the world going to get that dark before it ends?
Okay. Well, this is one where we should remember that God is awfully patient. And I am going to go back to the flood. Because if you think about it, how many believers were left at the time of the flood? Eight. I'm so it's one where we get, I don't know, things are getting a little low in attendance at church. Is it really getting no, we ain't seen nothing yet compared to where it's been. Or the other one that I like is Elijah. Just defeated the priest of Baal. They had that giant contest. Fire from heaven burns up Elijah's sacrifice, and they go slaughter the priest of Baal. It's the rock star moment of Elijah. And then Queen Jezebel says, I'm going to kill him. Mm-hmm. And he has to run for it. And he goes up, and he's in the mountains, and finally God appears in stillness, and he goes and laments, yeah, I'm the only one left. And God says, what? There are still 7,000 that haven't bowed the knee to Baal. Mm-hmm. And it's like, get back to work. Literally tells him to go back to work. Go anoint this guy to be the next king, this guy to be the next king, and this guy to be the guy who takes over after Eve. So get back to work. But think about that for a moment, though. In Israel, the chosen nation, you had a million people plus leave on the axis. And years down the line, even after growth of kingdom, they were down to 7,000. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there have been plenty of times in church history where things have looked bleak. So I wouldn't take the bleakness to be a sign of the impending end. Or conversely, if we were having this conversation 120 years ago, the idea would have been that once we evangelized the whole world, then Jesus would be able to come back. Mm-hmm. Once we got everyone onto the ark. And that was sort of the idea that was going on in the early 20th century, where we had the great waves of progress and we're advancing and we're going to have the World Council of Churches make everyone hear the gospel and we'll all believe and everything's getting better and look how great our technology is. And then we had the Great War and, okay, we'll call it the war to end all wars because we're getting better. Then we had World War II and then we kind of lost that optimism.
That's not just back then. I heard that in college.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is.
Yeah, that was 10, 11 years ago. You know, so that
it was really it started then, but it still pops up. And the reason why is that gives them a chance to control God. Well, if I just get everyone the gospel, then I can make Jesus come back. Yeah.
Yeah. In relation to what David said a moment ago, does that kind of mean the impending doom of the human race, you know, for that? But doesn't Scripture say, maybe you can tell me where this is at, because I can't remember off the top of my head where this is at. If it wasn't for Jesus' return, no one would survive.
Right. Well, this is I can't think conclusively and specifically where you're saying, but basically, I want to say that's probably in Matthew 23:24, the woes, woe be unto you if it. The coming of the Son of Man. If it were not for the return of the Son of the Man, no one, scarcely a believer, would be left. I think that is part of that whole section.
I believe you're right.
And it's, well, things do get wild and woolly. This is the passage I like on that. Okay, it's not a passage. I shouldn't say it's a passage because I'm going to quote Luther, and that's not a passage. The Luther quote I like on this is he refers to the gospel as a passing rain shower. Sorry, trigger warning for Nebraska fans. It is a passing rain shower where it falls and things are watered and there's growth. But when there is no appreciation of the gospel, it moves away. A remnant is left behind, but it falls upon another place. And he gave the example, the gospel used to flourish in Rome and it is past, and now it's watering us in Germany. And should we ever become thankful? And when we don't become thankful, it'll move on and water other places. Well, we can see that happen historically, and it's moving on in the U.S. But people are being watered well in Asia and Africa, and I love the fact that there's more Lutherans in Madagascar than there are in the U.S. So
really,
things like that.
Is that actually the case?
Yes, the Lutheran Church in Madagascar has over 3 million members.
Oh, my gosh.
One of my classmates is in Ethiopia. And when I think of Ethiopia, I still think of mass famine. That's what I think of. The church in Ethiopia, the Mekane Yesus Church, which we are working on getting them up to snuff and entering into fellowship, and part of the reason why we have our own people over there working as profs, they have almost 10 million members, and they're growing. They can't keep up with the clergy for it.
Wow.
And so a lot of the long efforts we had for missionary work are paying off in dividends that I don't think we could have even comprehended. And also, just as a quick little note, there is one country in Africa that is predominantly Lutheran, and that is Namibia. Now, granted, it's a country of 2 million people. It's the one just up the coast on the west side from South Africa, but it is predominantly Lutheran.
Wow. I didn't
know
that.
It's like 55% Lutheran and the rest are animists. So it's still the Wild West too, but it's there we go.
That's encouraging to hear.
It is very encouraging because, I mean, for me, all I ever hear about is the declining numbers here in the States. I never hear about the world. So it is encouraging to know that, yeah, maybe in some degree it's failing here in the States, but it's thriving in other places of the world. It is very encouraging.
We're doing good abroad. We're falling apart at home.
Well, and this is our... Can I be cynical for a moment and dour and depressing?
For about a minute and a half, yeah, you can be if you want.
You know, it might be that the church in America moves into a different state where we become a remnant. And it might be that some of the flowery and wealth that we have, we've been the wealthiest church in the history of the world, if you want to think about that way, in terms of our disposable income. And a lot of that might go away, but you know what? A lot of it has gone overseas. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of good has been done over that way. We forget, we get our perspective skewed. I know as an American, I'm like, oh man, no one believes in the real body and blood of Christ in the supper like we do. Well, no, actually, worldwide of the Christians of the world, that's the position of around 85% of them. Rome will agree with us, the Eastern Orthodox will agree with us, and 70 some odd million Lutherans will agree with us. Mm-hmm. It's just in the U.S. we've got a lot where we're sort of a minority here, and we forget about the Roman Catholics on that, and so we're surrounded by our crazy Baptist evangelical friends, and no one baptizes babies. Yes, 85% of the world baptizes babies. Our perspective gets skewed by what we have in front of us. But this is one of the beautiful things. God has a much larger perspective. He sees the full picture. He understands why he allows things to happen to us that we find to be struggles and have hardships. And yet, no, I work all things for the good of you. You are my baptized child. And so even though he sees the big picture, he still sees us as individuals with the love of Christ, with his redemption, with forgiveness. It's all above my pay grade. And you know what? It's okay. We can rest in Christ, and it's all good there. So, there we go.
Thank you, Pastor Eric Brown from Trinity Lutheran Church in Hersher, Illinois, who is also the host of Gospel Boldly Podcast that we do provide here on KNNA at 8 a.m. Monday, 2 p.m. Tuesday, and 8 p.m. Wednesday, and sometimes in the middle of the night if you're awake. So this is the Y-Files. I'm Captain Kirk along here with David. It's that time. Show's over. Sorry, people. You have to go to thecrosstown57.org to listen to more. See you later.